संसार दावा मिलनी है लोका प्राणाय कारुण्य ध्वनगणात्वं संसार दावा मिलनी है लोका प्राणाय कारुण्य ध्वनगणात्वं प्राप्तस्य कल्याण वंदे गुरु श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरु श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरु श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरु श्री
In Bombay, Srila Prabhupada was quite relaxed. His schedule did not involve meeting many people or going out anywhere. He used to just stay in his quarters on the fifth floor of the Twin Tower in Bombay Temple. And in the morning, Srila Prabhupada used to take a little rest after translating. It used to depend how long he translated, and accordingly he would take a little rest and wake up in the morning. Then he used to sit on his, after the morning, when he used to wake up after brushing his teeth and after his morning rituals, he used to sit on that desk. Prabhupada used to have two desks in Bombay. One is a large desk. He used to sit behind that mainly to meet people. And there was another desk which was next to his bedroom. There Srila Prabhupada used to sit mainly to translate. And there was also another desk that Srila Prabhupada used to use for taking prasad. That was the main area that Srila Prabhupada had in Bombay. Then there was Prabhupada's bedroom, and bedroom, adjacent to bedroom, one side was the bathroom and the other side was the toilet. And then there were two rooms on the other side. That was for Prabhupada's servant and secretary's room. Then next to that was the kitchen, and there was a passage leading to Prabhupada's reception area. And this quarters of Srila Prabhupada was quite self-contained, and we did not need to even go anywhere. Only sometimes I used to go down to buy some boga, or yes, every morning I used to go and buy all the newspapers. And at 7 o'clock, I used to go to Srila Prabhupada and I used to read the headlines of the newspapers. And if Srila Prabhupada liked some news after hearing the headline, then Prabhupada used to ask me to read that news. At that time, India was going through a political change. And Indira Gandhi called the time of emergency, and there was a lot of turmoil at that time. And Prabhupada sometimes used to give comments after hearing. So sometimes I used to read the news of Indira Gandhi and how she is imposing the emergency and what she was doing. This was actually after the emergency. Emergency was already over here. Emergency was, I think, in 75. Yeah, 75, 76. And this was still continuing or the end of the emergency. And Srila Prabhupada didn't have much to say, much nice thing to say about Indira Gandhi. Srila Prabhupada used to tell me that how degraded the family was, and Prabhupada was quite well acquainted with the family because that family hailed from Indira Gandhi's family, Nehru's family hailed from Allahabad, and Srila Prabhupada lived in Allahabad for many years, and Srila Prabhupada had some close contact with the family, and Srila Prabhupada knew the family's inside story also, and he explained to me or narrated to me quite a few shocking informations about their family and how degraded they were. And Srila Prabhupada was not happy that Indira Gandhi was in power and what she was doing with the country and the way she was persecuting sort of the devotees and in Vrindavan. Later on I could see that this persecution of the sadhus in Vrindavan was led by Indira Gandhi's elder son, Sanjay Gandhi. And later on Sanjay Gandhi died in a plane crash. And her other son, Rajiv Gandhi, who became the Prime Minister afterwards, he also was assassinated. Actually the family was, you can see like how one pays for his misdeed, the karmic reaction catches up. And I could see how clear was Prabhupada's perception, and he used to, he knew. And at one time even Prabhupada told me that Nehru was born as a dog in Sweden. And so this is how the material nature takes care of one's misdeeds.